U.S. bishops decry Joe Biden's relentless attack on the unborn. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on July 10, 2022. Rome, the United States Bishops' Conference, USCCB, has once again condemned President Joe Biden's ongoing assault on the unborn following his July 8 executive order on abortion access. It is deeply disturbing and tragic that President Biden is using his power as President of the United States to promote and facilitate abortion in our country, seeking every possible avenue to deny unborn children their most basic human and civil right, the right to life, stated Baltimore Archbishop William Lurie, chairman of the Bishop's Committee on Pro-Life Activities, on behalf of the bishops. Rather than using the power of the executive branch to increase support and care to mothers and babies, the president's executive order seeks only to facilitate the destruction of defenseless, voiceless human beings, reads this weekend's statement, which appears on the USCCB website. On Friday, July 8, President Biden signed an executive order in response to the Supreme Court's Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization decision that overturned Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey. In that executive order, Mr. Biden, a Catholic, reasserted his support of the right of women to abort their unborn children, adopting the gruesome neologism of abortion care for the procedure that terminates the life of the child. Access to reproductive health care services is now threatened for millions of Americans, and especially for those who live in states that are banning or severely restricting abortion care, Biden said in the order. In his remarks accompanying the release of the executive order, Biden assailed the Supreme Court decision as the result not of careful jurisprudence but of a deep, long-seething antipathy towards Roe and the broader right to privacy. So, what we're witnessing wasn't a constitutional judgment. It was an exercise in raw political power, Biden asserted. In those remarks, the president also urged Americans to codify a right to abortion in federal law. The fastest way to restore Roe is to pass a national law codifying Roe, which I will sign immediately upon its passage at my desk, the president promised. In response to the executive order, the U.S. bishops once again appealed to Mr. Biden to end his crusade in favor of abortion, yet refrained from restricting the president's reception of Holy Communion in the Catholic Church. I implore the president to abandon this path that leads to death and destruction and to choose life, Archbishop Lurie urged Biden in his statement. As always, the Catholic Church stands ready to work with this administration and all elected officials to protect the right to life of every human being and to ensure that pregnant and parenting mothers are fully supported in the care of their children before and after birth, the statement concludes.